So I think we probably got there around 5 o'clock. I'm thinking.
Something like that.
So fast forward to like 9 o'clock. We're like slobbering drunk. And also, I think young Nicholas came that night.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
What's his name?
Nip.
Oh, the Nip came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. we need to do a whole segment about the Nip because there's a lot of layers to that onion. So,
yep.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We need to do a whole segment about the Nip.
Yep.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4020 of the BFO for Monday the 3rd of July, 2023, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a little bit of sad news, but I'm also going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Mooners, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Buck Mooners today because y'all, it's the full moon today, and it's the Buck Moon. And y'all, it's named the Buck Moon after the new antlers that emerge from a buck's forehead around this time of year. This one's also called the Thunder Moon and the Hay Moon. Hay Moon, Big you're silly. It's true. So, y'all, you know, the crazies will be out because it's the full moon. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and they'll be all shooting the fireworks. And because, you know, Big Fatty, I have the PTCD. PTCD? Yes, Big Fatty. Poodle's Tremendous Cake Disorder.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 3rd of July. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all met both of these individuals many, many times at the Podcasters of America dinner over in Atlanta. And Pride 48 down there in Nollins, and one of them has been coming to Pride 48 in Lost Wages for many, many years. Y'all, they're just as nice as they can be. And
I didn't forget you.
Oh, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, by the way, it's not a cake disorder. That's just the word they assign to it. Oh, okay. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Epa Louie and Eric. Big Fatty, we love Epa Louie and Eric. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Epa Louie or Eric on the Twitty, Big Fatty, nobody's seeing anything on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth. Wish them a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all. Last I spoke with you, it was Thursday when I recorded the right little show. Y'all can't recall anything. Y'all, it has gotten so hot over here that it's reaching the point of being dangerous. Yes, Big Fatty, the first alert, weather rat days. It's true. And, y'all, I mean, our feels like temperatures are in the 100s to the 110s, I guess. But
Anyway, let's see. Thursday, it's something that I've yet to do, but I've done it. I have gone and done it, y'all. I have put my chroma lights. I have a string of red and a string of white and a string of blue. I've put a red, white, and a blue string of chroma lights on the three hedges in front of the veranda on the villa. And y'all, I'm going to put a picture up of what it all looks like. But y'all, it's just a little touch of patriotic. I guess that's what I want to call it. But y'all, it didn't turn them on yet. I had them set to come on at dusk on Friday. And so y'all, when everybody got here on Friday, I still had out the homosexual flag, you know, we're still celebrating the homosexual month, when everybody was leaving, as they walked out, the red, white, and blue lights had come on, and I brought in the homosexual flag, and y'all, it was just kind of a changing of the seasons, if you will. And y'all on for right, y'all, I've been doing my abbreviated walking, but I'm still getting my steps in and everything. In fact, it's Sunday afternoon, and I've already completed all of my steps that I need to get in. Let's see. I still need to burn 15 calories. Oh, Maddie, I'm sure you will. But anyway, y'all had for right. At Fatty's, y'all, it was just me and Granny and Durwood and the Nip, because young Nicholas, y'all, he had a burdenous delivery schedule on Friday, and he didn't get home until about the same time that Durwood got home after being here at the villa and having drinks and dinner and all that kind of stuff. So it was a long day for him, but we missed him. Y'all, I cooked barbecue ribs. Y'all, I used the Brian and the Danbury's barbecue rub. That always sounds vulgar. Well, it may be even more vulgar because, y'all, Danbury Jr., I got a picture. And it's of Danbury Jr. going off to military camp or whatever. He's the future leader camp. And y'all, he's got on his... camouflage and pants and hat and boots, or maybe those are shoes, I don't know, and a special belt and t-shirt. And y'all, let's just see. It is the Future Leader Camp at Norwich University. And so I guess he's off to do that. I don't know how long it's gonna last, but I hope he has a good time there and enjoys himself. Where was I going with all that? We don't know. I had that barbecue rub. I put it on the ribs, and y'all, I slow cooked the ribs in the oven, Master Chef. What was the name of that company that, Magic Chef, that was it, oven, and, cooked them slow at, you know, about 200 degrees or something like that for several hours with the rub on it. And then I was going to put them on the grill, and put barbecue sauce on it and let it char, and so that's what I did. And y'all, I had cone on the cob. Y'all, do you get the fresh cone on the cob? Because I got the tip Big Fatty, just the tip. Just the tip. Y'all, to make fresh cone on the cob and not have to deal with the silks and all that kind of stuff, you put the whole, well, first of all, you cut off the end of it that it attaches to the stalk and, you know, come in about a half an inch or so into the cob, and you cut it there, and then you put the whole ear with the silks and the stalks and all that kind of stuff, the leaves, you put that in the radar range for about 4 minutes, and then you pull it out, let it cool down just a little bit, and y'all, then you start pulling from the silks in, and it starts pushing the ear of cone out the end where you cut, so the fat end. And, oh, yes, Big Fatty, the fat end. And, y'all, as you pull out, you're holding on to the silks. So, they come out perfect. Just perfect. And so I did that, and then I put them on the grill just to give it a little color, if you will. Because I like a little color on my cone. And, y'all, I had I had au gratin potatoes and a small wedge solid for our supper, and then cheesecake for dessert. Y'all, we were all 2 tons of fun when we were done. But y'all, it's good. Even Big Fatty said it was good. Big Fatty. And everybody was gone by about 9 o'clock or so. And y'all, I had a lovely evening. Slept like a baby, got up Saturday, and y'all, I've just been taking it easy, getting out and getting my steps in, but breaking it up into shorter walks and drinking plenty of fluids. Yes, Big Fatty. And the big news is on Saturday, you know, the jar helped me with buying the Bitcoin. And y'all, but I had to transfer the Bitcoin over to the premium sports ball service so I could see it in the high definition. $10 a month, not bad. The jar was going to help me the other night, and y'all, there was a waiting period. Saturday, the waiting period was over. Y'all, I was able to do it all by myself. I was actually kind of proud of myself. And, Big Fatty, your muscly gentleman caller is, yes, he wants to come back over, already. I got that done, and I got it all fixed up and everything, and the sports ball game on Saturday was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and so I couldn't really look at that, but y'all, I was able to look at the replay from the night before. The Atlanta Braves beat the Miami team, the fish, the dolphin, not the dolphins, the Marlins, that's it. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. They beat the Marlins like 16-4. And y'all, clear as a bell, and it was lovely. And y'all, then I went to turn it on for the live game on Saturday afternoon, and y'all, I couldn't get it to work. You can watch the home feed or the away feed, and that way you hear the for lack of a better term, the bias, you know, the home team is going to pull for the home team, and the away team is going to be pulling for the away team. So I couldn't get the home team, which was the Atlanta feed, but y'all, I was able to get the Miami feed without a problem. So I watched that, and you know, it's the same feed, it's just the different announcers. And So I watched that, and at the seventh inning stretch, I went and checked, and I was able to get the home feed for the rest of the game. And y'all, they've completed the sweep. They swept them this weekend. And y'all, it's just been lovely. And then on Sunday, y'all, I have gotten up and done my all of my normal things, and y'all, there was that Jane Pauley show had a story about the Charleston newspaper on it, so that was kind of fun to watch. And y'all watched the sports ball game. Y'all, Veda and I have just finished recording the LFC, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, you know my friend, Jerry of Rick and Jerry. Well, y'all, I had a call on Saturday morning from Rick, and y'all, we lost Jerry. He was battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and it's been a struggle. He found out about it back last fall, I think. You know, I went over to the horror hotel back in, I think it was September or October. He was going, it was kind of his farewell visit to the horror hotel, and to go see a Clemson football game. Y'all, I'm telling you, the man bled orange. He loved them Clemson Tigers. And y'all, his phone would be the na 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 na. Anytime somebody would call him, that's what you'd hear. And Rick called to let me know that Jerry had lost his battle against the cancer. Y'all, the cancer is a mighty foe, and so you just do the best you can with it, but it eventually is going to win if you've got it. That's not always true. But anyway, it is especially true with the pancreatic cancer. But Jerry passed away Thursday at about 6 p.m. And anyway, Jerry was a kind man, and he would give the shirt off his back to you. And y'all, he's one of those people that you're just proud to call him friend. And that was Jerry, and that is Rick. And y'all, keep Rick in your thoughts. I know most of you don't know either one of them, but they're friends of Big Fatties, and I appreciate you doing that. Oh, okay, Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, get your weenies ready to roast. Be ready, vulgar. Y'all, have a safe Independence Day weekend. Y'all, a lot of people taking Monday off here in the U.S. of A. and making it a 4-day weekend. So, and y'all, it's a full moon, so you already know the crazies are going to be out. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, speaking of the crazies, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids. You heard the kids from the Blind Guides. And just out of curiosity, what are y'all going to be talking about for 4th of July?
We need to do a whole segment about the nip.
Yep.
Oh, yes. The nip. Yank my doodle, it's a dandy.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.